Phil Thrill, how do you read that defeat against Shelburne?
It's fair, we didn't deserve to win. So we're really poor in the first half. Not playing the way we want to play. You know, we can do really good things on the ball, but it's what we do off the ball is really deciding the games. How aggressive we are and our offensive abilities was really poor in the first half today. Second half, the one positive, I suppose, is that we didn't fold. Well, I said it to the players at halftime, you know, there is a genuine fear here that you just throw in the towel and it just kind of becomes a 5-0 or 6-0 game, which Sheldon's have done, was it, to Sligo 2 weeks ago. So yeah, look, we came out in the second half, it was a bit better, but first half we were way off it, and unfortunately when you're in this league, that's what happens if you're not at the pace.
I thought you started the game quite well. You started quite confident, did a bit of pressing, did a bit of attacking, a few little shots, we'll say, on target. But I thought, you did mention fold. When you fold, it was, you know, the first goal that you conceded was of a soft variety. Mm. And I thought from there on that you sort of capitulated a bit.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I thought, like, before we conceded, I fully agree. I thought we were the team that was in control of the ball. We were in control of possession. We had a couple of moves. Probably would have had a really good chance if the referee didn't stop the play. I thought, I agree with you. Just after conceding the first one, they ended up really poor. Needed the halftime, really, to be honest. And then, look, we were decent in the second half. Like, another day, Rolla's one goes in. I think she probably could have gone down, to be honest. She was clipped. I think there's an awful lot of frees not given today, an awful lot of crazy decisions as well, being really honest. But we can't blame that. Like, we weren't at the level in the first half, and that's football, and that's where we ended up 2-0 down.
Absolutely. Now, you have, I'm not sure whether every team does it all the time, of goalkeeper kicking the ball short. Those goal kicks, you're still back in your own area, you're under pressure. That's how you conceded the first goal, because you lost possession yourselves.
Yeah, that'll happen though. It's decision making. I keep saying to players, I want to be brave. It's decision making, and the big thing for us now is communication, because I think there's a lack of communication. You can play out all you want, and we're quite good when we play out, but unless you communicate what you're actually doing, it's a waste of time. And unfortunately, that's what happened today. I don't think anyone communicated to the players themselves in terms of what they were doing or what they weren't doing. It was just a bit too quiet. So, you know, in the second half, I think they did speak a bit better to each other, you know, and they communicated with each other, and that helped. And again, I think we're really good on the ball. And I think we create chances from that, but we just need to communicate and be sharper in our decision making.
I mean, obviously, you have a lack of goals is a bit of a problem, and it's not necessarily the fault of those who line up front. Obviously, you have a young side. I know, I think, out there in midfield, would your midfielder that finished the game consist of a 15-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 19-year-old? I mean, it's very hard to have huge expectations from them.
Yeah, but, like, they're playing because they're good enough to be at the level. Do you know, like, it's mad, you know. Like, Rachel Graham has been in midfield there for Shells for a long time. And we have, we have a 15-year-old who's doing a junior search next Wednesday, playing. And I did really well, and holds a good account of herself. And we started the game with a 17-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 19-year-old in the field. And they're good enough. Like, let's be honest. They will, again, it will take time for them to unfortunately experience stuff like today and learn from it. And the big thing is that they learn from it. And I have a lot of faith in them, to be honest, and I think the goals will come. I think we are overdue a bucket of them now, to be honest. But I do think they'll come, and fingers crossed they come soon, you know.
Now, we're just past the halfway mark in the season. You're away to Sligo next week when the season breaks in for a couple of months, because I know that new cup competition is in, but obviously the World Cup aren't going there. You were joint leaders of the league, we'll say, a month ago, 3 losses. How would you summarise the first, we'll say, half of the season?
Really good, like, I'll be honest. I think probably people started to big us up a bit, and that's when exactly our form kind of dropped. You know, going up to Pease and playing, and you can go top if you win the league and all this kind of stuff. I think we probably took our eye off the ball in terms of just staying focused on how we actually were performing rather than trying to win and beat teams. And you know, I've said it all season, like, we just need to focus on ourselves and what we're doing. And I think, like, again, this is a brand new entity. I know GWFC was there, Galway United's a brand new entity, and I think we take great pride, and a lot of people were writing us off very early in the season and saying we'd be somewhere down the bottom of the table, and I think, you know, we definitely won't be there now. And to do it with so many players that are learning and developing, I think is really positive, and we'll be better for it. We'll be better for it next season, the season after, etc. You know, so relatively positive, happy. We just need to keep going now and get back on the pitch on Monday night.